Don, it's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling the Ask the Builder Show. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hi.
How can I help you today, my friend?
Well, I got a twofold question. One relative to the timing of staining a deck. The other relative to water sealing a new concrete driveway.
Okay.
The first one, the deck was finished in early May, and the driveway was finished, a new driveway and sidewalk was put in, within a week or two after that. So it's been down since May.
Okay.
The question I have is the practice in the past was wait 6 months to a year to stain or to wait to the, it's a wood deck, treated lumber. You're supposed to wait for this to dry out or what have you before you put stain on it or seal it and stain it. And I've come to find out that that's not necessarily true any longer, that they're saying, if the wood's dried out, you can go ahead and do it. Well, the thing's been down, the wood part is, since May, we've had a lot of dry weather. I would assume that looks to be dried out. I wonder if it was okay to stain it, seal it and stain it.
All right, well, here's the truth. Here's the truth in it. I would have, if it would have been my deck, it would have been sealed back in June.
Okay.
And it should have been sealed within 30 days.
Okay.
And here's the reason why that a lot of people don't realize this. How high is this deck off the ground?
Well, it's a deck porch. It's a deck, but it's got a gabled roof over it. Okay.
All right.
And two sets of steps, a double set, and then a single step on the other side, a single width on the other side. The dimension of the deck is that what you asked?
No, I wanted to know how high off the ground.
It's about maybe 4 foot.
Okay.
Off the ground, and then it's got lattice work around the...
Okay, well, you kind of dodged the bullet, luckily, because if I understand what you just said, this deck has got a roof over it.
Correct.
Okay, so you were able to avoid a significant amount of damage because this deck was not getting direct sunlight. Okay, so you dodged the bullet. All right, now, here's what's happening. That wood, because it's open to the atmosphere, can dry out. It can dry out not only on top, but it can dry out underneath.
Okay.
All right. So knowing that, you could have sealed the top of the wood, and it's still going to release any residual moisture, underneath the wood potentially.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So, but sometimes, when you encapsulate wood, it's hard for it to get rid of it that direction. All right. So now, the reason you want to seal the lumber. Here's what happens: is that if you don't seal it, and it rains and water gets on it, it can start the wood expands. Is what happens. Even though it's the treated lumber, believe it or not, when it would rain, and luckily we didn't get that much rain this summer, that wood would just expand just ever a little bit, and then as soon as the sun comes out, it contracts.
I understand.
And you do that enough times, and you start to get. You see it in wood. You get these very small cracks. They're called checking cracks.
Okay, I see some of that.
All right, that's okay. Well, now what happens the next time it rains? Now the water can get in even deeper.
Sure.
What happens is if you look at some wood, eventually the wood gets really, really the cracks get huge.
Okay.
Okay, so that's why you want to seal wood right away. So
right.
So we already saw that. Now as far as your concrete drive.
Now the concrete is. From my understanding, Tim, is a fiber-infiltrated concrete.
Yes.
You ever hear of that?
Yes, absolutely.
And it come out extremely light color, real light gray. And I was told that that'll change over time. But I want to get it sealed. And I went over to Home Depot and bought last night some... sealer, and I won't mention the brand name, but it begins with a B. And
have you still got your receipt?
Yeah.
Good. I think you're going to be taking it back today.
It was 17 something, $18 a gallon.
I know. I think you're going to be taking it back today.
Oh, why?
Because if I would, why don't you ask me a question? Here's what I want you to ask me, Tim. If you were going to seal concrete, where would you go to buy your material?
Tim, if you were going to seal this concrete, where would you go buy?
I would go up to Blue Ash and go to where the professionals buy their stuff. And there's a company up there called Janelle.
Janelle, yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's up on...
I've seen it in the paper, too.
Yeah, it's up on the road that runs east and west. Why can't I... I can't think of it. I think it begins with a C. You know, I feel like an
Cornell?
Idiot. Cornell. That's correct. Yes, Cornell. Ryan here he's laughing, my producer, because he goes, he's thinking, he is an idiot. Why do you think you're an idiot? He's thinking, you're an idiot because you are one. Okay, anyway, so that's where I would go to get a really good product.
Okay.
You know, so I don't mean to beat up on home centers, you know, but oh well, I'm not gonna. I don't want to go there, man.
But
I just don't want
to
go.
It would be okay to start putting that down this weekend.
Well, yes, but I don't know. Well, Janelle might be open this morning. Sometimes they're open. I don't know what their Saturday hours are, if they even have any.
Okay.
But I might call about 7:30, eight o'clock, and see if they're open. I guarantee they wouldn't stay open past noon.
Yeah.
Okay. But let me tell you something. If the concrete was done correctly, if the concrete was ordered correctly, installed correctly, and cured correctly, you don't need to put a sealer on it. But the problem is, I don't know if all those things were done right.
I don't either.
Yeah. So, since you're not sure, then go ahead and get the right stuff. There is a product you can get on the web that's called Masonry. It's called Masonry Sealer from SaverSystems.com, and I think that is available locally at some of the independent paint stores around town. If you go to SaverSystems.com,
okay,
and look for a product called Masonry Saver,
okay,
and you know that if Janelle's not open, I know you can go get this stuff at some of the paint stores here in town. But I want you to go to their website first to find out where to go.
Okay,
you know SaverSystems.com, and it'll show you where to go.
So, if I may resort back to or refer back to the treated lumber. In addition to this deck with a gable roof over it,
yes,
it's 14x12, but I also had two wrought iron railings replaced with treated railings to tie in with the deck in the back.
Yes,
okay? So that's been exposed. But is there, you know, you walk on eggs here. I've been a fan of, and I had a deck in my other house, and I used a transparent stain that begins with a letter O.
Okay.
And I always thought that'd get a good job. It has linseed oil in them, what have you.
Right. That's and you don't want that because that becomes food for mildew and algae. You want to use a synthetic resin sealer, and it's at that same website. It's called Epoxy Defy. Epoxy Defy. Defy.
Defy.
That's the product you want to use in this deck, bar none.
Well, this other brand that was recommended to me by the store last night would begin with a B, and that has mildicide in it. And
I know it's not important, but when the mildicide wears off because it's a water soluble product and it oxidizes,
uh-huh,
then all that linseed oil that's in there becomes food for mildew and algae.
I see.
I'll tell you what. Just go to my website if you get a few, and read all my deck maintenance columns, and it becomes very clear why you want to use these synthetic resin products.
Okay.
Don, I got to take a quick break, man.
Okay, let me have your website, please.
It's simple. It's askthebuilder.com, the same name as the show here. Askthebuilder.com, and look on the left-hand side, deck maintenance.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for calling.
I'm very grateful.
Well, have a great weekend, man.
Thank you.